Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Prophetess Valerie Burrell, grateful to God to be with you all this week for another relevant kingdom teaching. We just praise God tonight for all that we've encountered this past week, for the continued revelation that we receive as members of a great ministry association, KMA, under the leadership of Apostle Julian Young and Apostle Rodney Feeney. These two men are constantly pouring into the lives of those who are a part of KMA, and we are just being enlarged. Our capacity is being stretched daily as we delve into the Word to get clarity and understanding of what it is that God is requiring of us in this season. On this evening, our topic is, you've named it, but never claimed it. Now what? You've named it, but never claimed it. Now what? So let's pray. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus that we come before you this evening as we delve into your word. Holy Governor, we thank you for who you are, for what you've already spoken, and for that which you will be releasing to me and through me to those who have an ear to hear. We give you all the glory now for this word. We give you glory now for new, as old truths will have to be set aside. We thank you now for manifestation according to your plan for our lives. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen, amen, amen. You've named it, but you never claimed it. Now what? So we're going to look at, I'll preface it this way. How many of you on the line, and we thank you for the callers that are on the line right now. If at any time you have a question or a comment, please press 1 and we'll bring you live. We thank you for those who are in the chat room as well. But if you're like me, were you a part of that movement where they told us to name it and claim it? All you had to do was name it and claim it. And we went on naming it, I'm going to receive this, and I'm going to receive that, and I'm going to receive this. I mean, we was naming all kind of stuff that we couldn't even get. We was naming stuff, trying to claim stuff, and we didn't get no stuff. And because we didn't get the stuff, because we was naming it and claiming it, like the preachers and the pastors and everybody told us to do, we got discouraged. But we didn't get discouraged with the people. And for some of us, we became discouraged within ourselves. We became perplexed because we felt that now I'm ineffective. Maybe it's because I can't get a prayer through. And maybe it's because of this thing. And maybe it's because of that thing. And then when you became perplexed because you weren't receiving a manifestation of the things that you were seeking, the things that you were speaking, the things that you were naming and claiming, and nothing was happening, you began to then seek out other individuals. And there was a season that people were running behind prophets and paying $100 in the line so that they could get a word from the prophet. Come on, y'all. We're just being honest tonight. These are some of the things that we have encountered because we didn't acknowledge truth. We didn't have truth, so we couldn't acknowledge it. So we didn't have truth. And because we didn't have the kingdom truth and the kingdom principles to apply to our lives, then we were out and about just losing it. because we weren't seeing the manifestations of that which we were naming and claiming. In the book, The Blueprint, Developing Your DNA for Success, this is one of the several books written by Apostle Julian Young that are awesome tools as you're learning about the kingdom. But in this book, it was sharing with us some very real truths. And we talked a little bit about it at the Clarity Training Institute today with Apostle Rodney Zini. When God is speaking to us about prospering us, what you have to understand is that he's speaking to the desire to excel us beyond normalcy, the basic capacities of life. And then we have to understand, too, that God has already placed everything in us. I think I posted on Facebook the other day how we have the propensity and the capacity within us to get done what it is that God's original intent was for us to fulfill in the earth. Along with that, he's also placed in us that we have need of. So we look at Philippians 4:19, which reads this way, "And the same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus." I'll read it to you again. "And this same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus." Now, if you're like me, this is probably one of the staple scriptures that you learned early on in your journey, because we always talk about God will supply all my needs. We talk about that, but do we really understand what it is that we're saying? When we say we know that God is going to supply, are we operating in a principle such that we are working the processes in order to get the needs met? Because when we understand who we are in the kingdom, when we receive Christ, he said, which has been given to us in Christ Jesus, when we receive Christ, we are also automatically receiving the kingdom. And it's at that point that our lives can radically change to the place where all of our needs are being supplied. When we look at God's life, there was no lack. There is no lack. When we looked at the walk that Jesus did, Jesus went about doing miraculous things. But at not any point was there any talk of any lack. All needs were met. When we understand kingdom and kingdom truths, when we know these things, we find that the kingdom is the solution. Understanding God's kingdom is really the solution to everything that is out of alignment in our lives that are causing us to want to name and claim instead of applying a kingdom principle, a kingdom rule, a kingdom model, a kingdom system to alleviate that which is out of alignment in our lives so that the needs can be met. Yeah. For those who are on the line that have been in our Bible encounters, our kingdom encounters, we've talked about this. We've talked about wholeness and that it's more than just being well, just being healed. Wholeness, meaning that nothing is missing and nothing is broken. And we can get that wholeness by understanding who we are in the kingdom. And so, you know, I told Apostle Vinny that even in our travel to Clarity Training Institute this morning, that the Lord had spoke to me about this naming and claiming, how we have been naming things, not claiming things, because we were not applying the proper principles. We were not applying the proper model. And because of that, we're challenged. We're challenged in the steps that we're taking. We're challenged in moving forward. And so when I get there today, I'm just rejoicing in my spirit because here he was today presenting to us a teaching on old truth. On old truth. And what happens is that when we go about doing and when we're speaking the things that we may need, knowing that God will supply all of our needs, our faith level, our level of faith as it relates to us receiving what it is that God has for us, sometimes our faith, we're modeling the wrong individuals. Sometimes we're modeling that of old. And because that of old is old, it's not going to work for you in this dimension, in this dispensation. It's not going to work for you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He said something very, Apostle Beanie said something that was very enlightening this morning. He said, we lack credibility with God when we're not producing results. We lack credibility with God because God is looking to see that we are able to produce, that we are good stewards over that which he's already given, that he can trust. And see, when we were in that era where we were just naming it and claiming it, many of us weren't doing any work. Many of us were not going through the processes. We were not working our faith. We were just doing what we saw others do. We were modeling their behavior. We were modeling their faith. And so with that, everybody was despondent because things weren't working out. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, 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 yes. How many of you are at a place in your life now that you're ready to receive? You're ready to receive. You want all that God has for you. And I know if you could throw up your hands and I could see them, everybody's hand would be up. That is so. Then what you have to do is that you're going to have to get to a place where you want to understand the truth, the whole truth of what God wants to do in you and through you. And you're going to have to put aside everything of the old. This was powerful. He spoke this, and I said, wow, this not only applies to maybe our finances, but this applies to relationships. But what was spoken was that when we understand the truth of what we are and what it is that God wants for us, our faith cannot stay in a former place. Our belief system cannot stay in a former place. In order for us to move to the place where God is actually meeting every need, and he's doing the supernatural, and we are operating according to his original intent for our lives, what must happen is that we've got to shut it down. Every former thing has to be shut down. It has to be shut down. It has to be abandoned. We cannot even allow the thought to enter in because it will get in the way of the things that are to come. So here we are renaming and claiming based on a model that we saw someone else say, based on a model that someone else presented. Did we see any results when they said it? Did we see where that manifestation was actually happening for them? Did we go back and take a look at what we were doing, how we were doing it, when we were doing it, to see if there was a particular pattern that we were stuck in? Yeah. When we are going through life's rocket to our next in God, very often we have to go back and look at what we've done historically, learn from it, and then come up with a new way to get it done. I don't know why this old song just got in my head, but the song said, you got me going in circles, going round and round I go. Yeah, I love God, and I know it's a secular song, but it just popped in my head, and it applied. Because what happens too often with us is that when we get into the system and the cycles of the world, we'll keep going round and round and round and round and not making headway, not fulfilling purpose, not seeking to please God with the original intent that he has for our lives. And because of that, the things that we're desiring, the things that have been promised to us, they're not manifesting, and we're getting discouraged, and we're feeling some kind of way, and we don't know which way to turn. And God is like, then what resides inside of you? When you receive Jesus Christ, you also receive the kingdom. And you now have the ability to move about in a different dimension of truth, so that now the things that you have need of can be made manifest, because your understanding has been changed. Your truth has been changed. You've moved on to a next dimension of understanding, and with that comes a shift. Now, you've been hearing people talk about a shift, how a shift has happened, a shift has happened, a shift has happened. I've been hearing shift, oh, my God, since probably last year this time. Prophetically, people were speaking that there is a shift taking place. And yes, there is a shifting, but if we are not renewing our mind and leaving the old truth, the old dimension of truth, and exchanging it for the new truth of who we are not going to get in that shift. We're going to miss it. Because our mindset is still stuck in the old stuff. We look at Luke chapter 10. Go there really quick. Thank you, Lord. Y'all bear with me a second. Here we go. Luke 10, verses 30 through 42. And I'm reading this out of the King James Version. Read this way. And Jesus answered, saying, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. Yes. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan who, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever you spend it more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, he that showeth mercy on him. Then Jesus said unto him, go and do likewise. Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she may. When we look at this account, and we look at how things have to be exchanged, how an old mindset has to be changed for a new mindset, or old truth has to be exchanged for a new truth, in order that we get out of that thing where we think we can just name and claim, and just in that, that things are going to happen. Yes, we have faith. Yes, we believe, and we know that life and death is in the power of the tongue, and we know that God will give us the desires of our heart. But y'all, we got to get to a place that we've got to shift, completely shift. There's got to be an absolute shifting. And when we look at this, we see that Martha made an absolute shift. She came out the kitchen and she recognized the need to sit at Jesus' feet. Mary understood, and she believed that she was operating according to the intent that God had for her in that season of her life, such that she was going to abandon what she had been doing to focus on what it is that God would have her to do. And this is what exchange will look like for us. Many of us have been so busy in church, running this place, running that place, at this revival, at this meeting, at this conference, doing all these things, but we are not mindful of what it is God's original intent was for us in the beginning. We've been busy, but have we really been busy about the Father's business concerning what it is that he would have us to do? My sisters and my brothers, because the kingdom of God is in us, we received it when we received Jesus, it means that we have to align ourselves with his intent for us. We have to align our purpose with his purpose for us. We have to operate his plan, his purpose, his will for our lives. And when we do that, we will begin to see the manifestation of those things that we need. We will begin to see the manifestation of those heart desires. We will begin to experience supernatural life because we're now operating in kingdom principles, in kingdom mindset, in kingdom understanding. I tell you, I get excited. Sometimes I get to a place where I just look at my husband and I'm sort of speechless for a moment because I'm desiring to receive all that the Holy Spirit is downloading and speaking to us concerning the things that we planned according to that which we heard from the Holy Spirit and how we're to integrate those things and navigate and strategize those things so that we will be able to produce what it is that God wants us to produce. And in producing those things, guess what happens? We don't have to then name it and claim it because it'll already be there. We ain't got to put stuff on a wish list no more because it'll be there. My husband had on his shirt today. He got one made for both of us. And the Holy Spirit had told him, get this shirt made. And it was a crown. And it says, about God's business. And when he got the shirt, he got it because he was moving in something that he understood that God wanted him to do. The Holy Spirit had spoken to him about mentoring men and boys, aiding them into becoming what it is that God requires as men of valor in the kingdom. And he had that shirt on today, and I just looked at it every now and again. I would glance over at it, and I looked at that crown, and I was like, wow, that's a king's crown. He's looking to work. The kingdom principles. He's seeking now to come up with a plan, with a strategy, with a model that he can incorporate into what has been given to him to fulfill in the earth. And in doing so, I'm telling y'all, doors have been opening for him, for the both of us. But doors have been opening and opportunities are being presented, not because we're out there running around everywhere trying to. No, not because of that. It's because we understand what's inside of us. We understand the power that we have. We understand the capacity that's within us. We understand his purpose for our lives, and we're working the purpose. And in working that and being obedient to his plan, to God's plan for our lives, then all of our needs are being met. They're being met. If you're like me, there was a season in life where I toiled. I ain't going to lie. I toil, you know. You get paid on Friday, and before Sunday got there, after you took your tithe out, and you gassed your car, and you got some food, you were like, okay, where's the next payday? I was toiling, y'all. I was wondering, how am I going to make these ends meet? How? But then when I came into the knowledge and understanding of who I am and what it is that God wants from me, and I began to operate according to the kingdom, understanding the power and the authority that I have within me, y'all, my life changed. It changed. That was a shift for me. It was a new dimension of truth that I was able to operate in, that life changed. And now as I continue to grow and I continue to learn, I'm going to yet another dimension of truth. And yes, yes, yes. Now receiving that which I've sown, that which I've reaped and sown again, I'm now receiving. And it's good, y'all. It's good. Yeah. They told us, name it and claim it. And if we go back and we look to the very ones that told us to name it and claim it, they still name it and claim it, and they ain't got none that they named the first day, the third day, the seventh day, the seventh month, the seventh year. They still naming and claiming and struggling. My brothers and sisters, I want you to understand what you have inside of you when you receive Jesus, even as Philippians 4:19 says, and the same God who takes care of me will supply all of your needs from his glorious riches, which have been given to us in Christ Jesus. When we receive Christ Jesus, we receive the kingdom of God within us. And we have the Holy Governor inside of us, giving us direction and truth, speaking to us the very heart of God, to give us the insight that we need, to reveal the secret that we need. He's there to answer the questions that we still feel like, I don't know what to do, because I'm trying to do it with my own mind. Operate with the mind of Christ and allow the Holy Spirit, the Holy Governor, to speak to you, to give you the truth. Know what's in you and operate according to God's original intent for your life, and then you won't have to worry about naming it and claiming it and getting mad at God because it didn't happen, and getting mad at yourself because you feel like you're if you're out of alignment, allow the Holy Spirit to reveal to you what needs to be done so that you can get an alignment and have that flow and be able to move in the things of God. Wow, time is up already. Praise God. I pray that this has helped somebody. Amen. We're going to probably pick up for this again on next week about old truth. We'll talk about that on next week. Amen. As always, at the Empowerment Place, it's our desire that every day you do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility to empower someone else. That's what we do here. What God pours into us, we pour it out. That's our sowing and reaping and reaping and sowing. As it gets poured into us, we pour it out so that we might aid in growing God's kingdom here on earth. We love you. We will be having prayer on tomorrow morning at 5 o'clock a.m. If there are prayer requests, please find me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. Inbox me your prayer request. We will gladly intercede on your behalf. Until next week, this same time, same channel on Blog Talk Radio. Know that we love you. God bless you. Until then.